the energy through the system, up through the feet, is doing one primary function in the self-immune system, and that's triggering the collagen protein in the body, the collagen matrix, to synthesize and rejuvenate cell structure. It is what locks out aging. When we stop rejuvenating regularly because of blockages, we go into rapid aging. When it stops rejuvenating regularly, it's also leaving yourself vulnerable and unlocked, waiting for a physical catalyst. Because if you kept your energy system locked up, the physical catalyst couldn't affect you. A viral infection couldn't hurt you. Well, once you're unlocked, all the physical catalysts you can imagine. Well, you look at it and say, isn't it funny that in your lifetime you have heard reports on radio, TV, etc., that everything possible is a danger to you? Think about it. Everything from when they first started reporting cyclamate is bad. Everything, air is bad, this is bad, that is bad, everything is bad.
Chlorine in the water.
Right? Yeah. I would want to sit down with these particular people and say, tell me about your life. Tell me about the changes you made. Yes, sir.
You use the sample as a start. I wanted to ask you something about that.
AIDS?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you want to know?
AIDS, how...
What is AIDS? What does it say? Spell it out. Autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Could I liken that to saying, if I'm a human and I feel oppressed and I'm beginning to believe the public's true and right, that I am bad, I am dirty, I'm unwholesome, I'm a horrible creature, should be on the earth, I think I will take my shield down and let myself die. A virus cannot attack a system that's locked. If you don't feel oppression, if you don't feel unworthy as a human, you will be locked to AIDS. Absolutely. Absolutely. Our culture often represents the core of our area of problems. But as I started to say, the energy flows through the body, stimulating the collagen matrix to rejuvenate cellular structure to its peak, to unlock you from disorder. Collagen matrix, by the way, collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, and it's known to be the building block of the self-immune system. It's what knits bones together. At the Mind-Body Institute, they have discovered that cellular rejuvenation happens so regularly that in an 11-month to 2-year period, every cell in your body goes through a potential rejuvenation cycle. That would mean that if you're locked from disorder, a physical catalyst can't affect you, even a fall. The fall from your roof would only give you scratches. Another interesting story, 2 years ago, one of my clients asked me to go and see a friend of theirs at Sunnybrook Hospital. You probably all saw the newspaper article. He made front-page headlines a couple of years ago in the summertime. He's an outdoor window washer. Fell 10 stories off the side of a building. Never mind the fact that he lived, he was all in one piece. Talk about an extraordinary story of body symbology, because here's a man that fell 10 stories, and for all intents and purposes, at the bottom, he should have been a pile of mush with every bone in his body broken like Macintosh taffy after he smashed it. But the only thing in his body was a cracked rib, and his feet were absolutely smashed. Here's his story. He grew up in a dysfunctional house, and by teenage years it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll till his late 20s. Wild, then he met a girl who was born-again Christian, and he found born-again Christianity. It's one of the paths to positivity. He then spent the next 18 years cleaning out his life. He hunted down family friends or friends from childhood and apologized for things that had gone by. He resolved issues in relationships all the way back to what he could remember. The only relationships that he could not fix was his parents. His mother thought he was religious now, but she wasn't much into that. And his father had left town long ago, lived in another country. But everything else he had cleaned up and cleaned house and fixed. Everything was right in his world except with his parents. Guess where the parents reside in your body? In your feet. Father on the right, mother on the left. It's the only thing that was mangled after a 10-story fall. And interestingly enough, as the story would go, within days, his mother was doting over him and saying, "No, nothing doing, you're coming to my house to recover, recuperate." He was given an opportunity to repair that relationship. 3 days in Sunnybrook Hospital, and news reached his father, and his father flew in, and he was able to resolve that relationship. You tell me there isn't purpose and reason. It's fascinating that all of this is developing through this overview look at earth energy, and there's thought, energy, and there's reason, and purpose, energy. When it all starts to converge in the middle with a whole view that if we have more understanding of our energy health, we can actually maintain some energy health, we can keep other systems up and going. Well, we start pulling some of these pieces of puzzle together, for instance, with cancer. Let's assume that the first thing that happens is we have life experience, we have challenges, we don't resolve them well, they become internalized as deep stressors. Now, I don't know, maybe that's going to be financial challenges, we'll just say. Now, as we start to process here in the analytical thought process, and we can't resolve them, the economy doesn't turn around, the business continues failing, they're going to take my house. These things start to mount, and it's over an extended period of time. Maybe they never, ever get resolved. Maybe I just take some heavy losses, and I struggle for a while. But what's happening is that the fact that I can't resolve the thoughts of these things, those thought packages have entered the body with not enough power to get through the system. For instance, if a thought package is a slow vibration and it comes in the body carrying the details of the stress, a thought package has to be able to exit the system. It's going to flow through. But if it comes in at 150 hertz and it has to have at least 375 hertz, that gets stuck and it just sits there and it'll stagnate. The thought actually got to the system. You got the thought. That's okay. It's the blockage energy. It's that low vibration that got stuck. It can't exit. It can't flow through because it's not got the value, the vibration to flow through. So it sits there. It sits there this year. It sits there next year. Heck, you might actually be off and doing something else when it starts to really manifest. Because the longer it sits there, the more likely that that energy is going to start to degrade. Because there's nothing keeping it going. It's going to start to degrade until eventually it's going to be matter where matter shouldn't be. And we'll call that a tumor. We might call that breast lump, depending on what the origin of cause is. Like I earlier said, the story of the woman that came with a breast lump. Very simple story. She had been 7 months out of a bad marriage. She's now working 12 hours a day and more if she can get it because she has to make ends meet. She's a single mom living in a basement apartment. Things are horrid and difficult. And she's carrying a lot of disharmony, perception of life. Through here, plus there's a lot of judgment coming down from this area here, and a lot of concerns for self and spouse and judgment for him and what he did. Why didn't she leave before it got abusive on child, when she could have left when it was only abusive on her, and all kinds of self-judgment was going on. So what's happening in this whole process is it's slowly conspiring to bring her an example, a reflection of what's going on in her life. So in this process, what we saw was the energy of her thoughts over a number of years of bad marriage, and now 6 or 7 or 8 months of being on her own, basement apartment, working all the hours, not self-judgment for not spending enough time with her son now that she's working. All kinds of things are in the mix here, and all of it disharmony, very unhappy about life, and that is quickly degrading into the vibration of matter where matter shouldn't be, breast bumps. Process of working with her, we find out what's happened and we're able to change the way she perceives. We can't change the past. We can't negate the nasty things that have happened, but we can change the way she holds that memory, the way she perceives that memory. And when we can make that more benign, then the example in our body can go away. It will withdraw. Which brings me to talk about this flow of energy through the body and realize that there's a pulse to this. Interestingly enough, this pulse happens to be the same pulse that originates in the earth, that has all the birds flying in formation with their wings going up and down all together in unison. It's called the Schumann resonance. So that means our energy system is actually configured to be in tune, or in an entrainment nature to the global energy of the earth. And this is where the resonance of all the cellular structure, the heart, the brain, all the cells of the body, start to fly in unison, in balance. And every healer in every doctrine will say that the body is ill when it's out of balance. So part of what energy work we might do would be to entrain that human system back into synchronicity of energy with the bigger globe. And it's interesting because I would say that the reason we get to be out of balance is because of the emotional impact of the things that we go through drains us of energy. It drains us to the point where we go out of balance. And it affects the synchronization of everything, not just the rejuvenization of cell structure, but everything, the synchronization of our emotions, the synchronization into our whole life. And I would say that it's very evident to me that when I measure people who come with depression, that their energy system's flat, particularly at the first and the fourth center, survival instinct and love of life, that they're flat, and they've been flat for a while. And if I start giving them regular treatments, if I keep them buoyed up, I can retrain their energy system to stay up and get them back into entrainment with the Schumann frequency. And that's the core of where depression becomes an energy condition as opposed to a psychological condition. I've yet to see this fail. Usually I have people 8 to 12, maybe 16 weeks, and they're back ready to challenge their life. What once looked like mountains that are insurmountable, they're ready to say, well, you know, I think I can find a solution. Now, one of the final important concepts is something that I've already alluded to. We talked a lot about fibromyalgia a little bit ago. And I'll give you some insight as to how it starts, because very often FM is blamed on a car accident. The onset of pain and other symptoms will happen within weeks of such an accident that has shaken up the system. But I would tell you that as you go along in life, you're constantly adding to this system. As a child, the energy is running free flow. In your teenage years, you've had a few peer challenges. You've got some stresses over examinations that are adding a few little blocks here and there, inconsequential to your life. You're not getting ill. Maybe the odd little sickness comes by when something gets stopped up. But by the time you're 20s and you've had a failed relationship, maybe a failed business, you've had all kinds of other stresses, you're getting to be pretty well chock-a-block, 20s and 30s, up here. You can see all these little white sugar cube kind of things blocking up the flow of energy in the body. What's happening is that flow that needs to come in the feet and out the crown is having to transit like an obstacle course. And wherever there's a blockage, it can't get to cellular structure to trigger rejuvenation. So there's rejuvenation is being held back. The body becomes unlocked in certain areas. By the way, how you're feeling at this point is you're starting to feel, you know, I'm not as vital as I used to be. I guess this is aging. I just don't feel like I was when I was a kid. And I expect that, because after all, I'm 35 or 40 now. Well, what about that Swede who's 50 years old, like a 27-year-old American? How's that work? Well, here's the deal, is that you get all these things as an obstacle course to the energy. It just takes your vitality down. You're not sick. You're not ill. You might have some passing illnesses, minor here and there, but it takes your vitality down. But then all of a sudden, there's this transition to all over body pain condition. And it's only been a week. This happened after a car accident. What happened was, you remember that bump that used to be on the garden? Everybody been over that bump? You fly along, and then all of a sudden, your stomach goes, woo. Another thing, we pay good money at Wonderland to get that feeling. But do you know what that feeling is? That's a minor out-of-body experience. That feeling is where your energy system and your physical body are going along, no problem, and then quite unexpectedly to consciousness, the physical body goes, whoop, and the energy body didn't. It just went, whoo, it passed through, right? And you've got this woo feeling, because your energy body and your physical body are disjointed. Now, can you imagine if that little bump on the gardener can give you that woo, that feeling. What do you suppose is going to happen if you hit a car at 80 or 90 or 100 miles, kilometers an hour? You're going to have such an impact that the body and the energy body is going boom, and it's shaking up all what? All of these blockages that are in here. And it's morphing them together into bigger patches. And now all over body pain erupts because there's bigger patches all over the body that are not being fed by energy and rejuvenated in the rejuvenation cycle. Within a few weeks, you start to have all over body chronic pain. This is what it is. Your stress is all over the body and all the seven different categories of thought left behind after all that lifetime of ups and downs and turmoil and broken relations and all God knows what, left in here, all of a sudden morphed together to impede the vital flow of energy you need to live healthy. That's the beginning of FM.